This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are back at Auto Talk Radio. Brendan's over there flipping the switches and turning the dials. He's looking very happy this morning.
I am extremely happy. How are you doing today, Brian?
Another wonderful Saturday morning for sure. Just cruising along. It's a beautiful day outside.
It sure is. It's been really beautiful as of late.
It's been really nice. I was thinking that yesterday, actually. I don't know. It's probably about 82, 83 degrees
like
out.
Like on the average so far, yeah.
Yeah, just beautiful, light breeze, you know.
I know that heat wave is
tough to
be,
live here.
Yeah, and I know that heat wave is going to be coming by next month or something like that. But
yeah,
I will appreciate what I have right now. And what I have right now is, first off, a two-year-old son. Happy birthday, Russell. He turned two this week.
Say, happy birthday, little Russell.
That's right. again, just appreciating what you have right now, San Diego. I mean, from your life to just everyday things. Really appreciate.
Just San Diego, or can everybody appreciate
it? I think
life?
Everybody can, I guess. But we just live in America's finest city for a reason.
We do.
That's all I'm saying. So,
it's very tough to beat, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
Waking up every day, you know, like the sun's going to shine and a light breeze is going to blow and it's nice out. So also a great place to work on cars versus having to be in the snow or the blistering. It's not like 92 degrees and 99% humidity to make a man feel sweaty.
So, true.
All good stuff as far as that goes. Hey, everybody, thanks for joining us here this morning. What are we talking about today? By the way, anything automotive related, give us a shout. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170.
I think we are talking about ACs. Is that correct?
We are, because for San Diego and Southern California in this area, September, beginning of October tend to be very hot times.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we get up and sometimes hit the triple digits, so as far as that goes.
And to be fair, I am using my air conditioning quite a bit, right, even right now
these
at 82
days,
degrees.
I
you
always
know?
Use my AC.
Yeah.
It's nice climate control.
Yeah, exactly. So, uh-oh, that coffee hasn't hit yet. I'm blanking on what I was going to say. I was just going to say air conditioning is very important, like you said, during those 2 months. And
it's pretty important year-round, if you want my opinion. But
it's true.
Living here, because, mm-hmm. It's just nice to turn on your AC in the car, not have to roll down the windows.
And, totally. And
nice climate-controlled environment while you're driving around. But yes, as we get up in the hot temperatures, especially when you get stuck in that traffic on the way to work or home here, we do have a bit of traffic, so your odds of getting caught up during a rush hour in some stop and go is not uncommon.
Oh yeah.
In doing so, when it's in the 90s and blistering heat outside, it's nice to have that AC.
Mm-hmm.
And your car would appreciate it if it's working properly, so that it doesn't cause problems. AC can do multiple things for you. It keeps you nice and comfy, right?
Right.
But it can also cause, if the other parts of the engine aren't operating properly, the cooling system, having AC on could cause the car to overheat and things like that. So there's multiple things that we want to make sure are in great working order so that AC works for you every single time you push the little button.
Absolutely.
A little snowflake on your dash.
Absolutely. It's not just buying one of those, I think they call it like an AC Pro kind of thing, where it's like a spray bottle and you put it into there's a lot more that goes into the system than just that. So,
you know, and a prime example to that of where this can become a problem is we had a Oceanside location mentioning Josh, the manager, had called me and we had a AC a Subaru in with an AC issue, And when they, our machines actually these days test the Freon as far as that goes. And when it went to check the Freon before taking it out, it was low on Freon, but it also had contaminant in it. We don't know exactly what, but the machine won't allow you to get that out. So what we have to do then is get it out. Sorry, had to yawn there in a second. Brendan's making me tired. I'm staring at him. No, so we have to get the Freon out of the system. Then you got to flush the system, remove all of that contaminant out of there, because sometimes there's Freons that you find. They're not supposed to be sold here in the U.S., but we have seen it where they have like propane propellant in them, as far as that goes, which can be very dangerous. We don't want that in a car system. You don't want that in any system, as far as that goes.
So why is that legal in other states?
Because it's not states; it'd be countries.
Oh, countries! Oh, sorry, yeah. I misheard you. Sorry.
Yeah, not in the U.S. Absolutely not. I don't know. It's not a great idea, but it's a cheap way. And there's other things also they use as contaminants. And then a system could also be contaminated. They make AC system sealants that you can put in, which causes even more problems, a thing you don't want to do. Kind of like putting a cooling system sealant in your cooling system. It just mucks everything up. Mm-hmm. You don't want that. So.
Well, I guess my opinion on the whole country situation is that the fact that us in America, we have really, really good high standards for our vehicles, the parts, and hopefully the parts that we use. I mean,
well, yes, and a lot of it has to do with safety.
Yes, yes, for sure. I mean, yes, you will have those third-party aftermarket things that we've talked about before, whether it be a brake pad that's made out of just sawdust or things of that nature that sometimes slip through. But for the most part, I would
slip
say.
Slip through? Those are knockoffs that made a... A lot of them come from China.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is they'll slip through we don't know that, or our country, it lets it slip by sometimes, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. And well, we actually have rules to all that. If it gets by and people get caught, it's actually counterfeit auto parts. There's a lot of people get arrested every year because of that.
Absolutely. And that's what's really important, is what I'm trying to get at, is okay. The fact that we have such a high standard for our vehicles and the safety of them too, that the fact that other countries haven't gotten to those yet just speaks volume about how well we've gone in terms of technology and safety and protocols. Gotcha. When it comes to our vehicles. So
oh, yeah.
That's what's really important to me.
We do have lots of rules to keep you safe. That's mm-hmm. for sure. There's no question about that. That's kind of what you're getting at.
Yes, exactly.
Very important. Good stuff as far as that goes, because without those rules, there'd be a lot more people getting hurt. Mm-hmm. So
I remember one of the things I did want to mention again. Last time we talked about this, the AC subject matter, I remember I brought up the fact that I watched a YouTube video where the guy says, do you ever notice when you go to turn on your AC you see your RPM slightly adjusts with the air conditioning, that means your engine's having a misfire. And then you immediately said, no, that doesn't make any sense.
Say that again. What did you say?
So when you first turn on your AC, as soon as you turn on the car, mm-hmm. you'll notice that let's say you just turn on the car, no air conditioning. You just mm-hmm. decide to turn on the air conditioning random. You'll see your RPM for your engine slightly go up and then go back down again. Mm-hmm. And the guy in the YouTube video saying, oh, that's because your engine's having a mini misfire in it, and so you got to be very careful.
That's
with
a
that.
Lie.
And yeah, that's exactly what you just yeah, that's what you said at that.
Be
time.
Careful on those forums and YouTubing.
Yep.
what it is the load changes on the engine. It's not a misfire though, mm-hmm. so it loads it, and then the idle air control adapts to it to keep the idle the same. That's why it goes up a little bit and drops back down, and it's fine. Mm-hmm. But no, it's not. If you had a scanner on it. Watching mode 6, do you know what that is?
No, I'm not familiar with mode 6.
Of course you wouldn't be. Yeah. You're not a technician.
Exactly.
But you would see that there is no misfire counters. There's actually the software inside the car when plugged in. Mm-hmm. We can watch and it will monitor misfires if it has. And there's misfire counters.
Yes.
And you can watch a cylinder actually misfire if it's having a problem. as far as that goes, the counter goes up, up, up. Mm-hmm. So you will not see that. AC turned on does not cause that. No.
Right, right.
So and he's off YouTube. Kick him out.
Exactly. So careful. Again, it goes along with the careful what you research online, because there's a lot of misinformation out there for sure. So
there is.
There's only one place that doesn't give you any misinformation, and that's Auto Talk Radio.
Oh, look at that. A little plug there for Auto Talk Radio. We try not to give you any misinformation. Actually, if you guys have listened to the show long enough, if it's something I don't know, I'll say, you know what? I don't know. I'll have to check into that. So there are things. There's so many things with cars these days that you can't know them all. So I'm usually familiar with the concept, but not to necessarily know all the answers to everything. So, but it's all good. I love talking about car stuff, though. If there's one thing I know a lot about, that is car stuff for sure.
Now, very quick off the topic kind of situation. Did you hear what Ford announced this week?
I did not. What did Ford announce?
They announced a brand new truck that's going to be, and it's supposed to be an EV truck, mind you, that's going to be starting at a price around $30,000. It sounds like they're trying to compete with the Slate trucks in terms of getting affordable pickup trucks out there to the market, I'm assuming. Now, they said that the truck will be roughly the size of the Maverick. And they also say the interior space will match the Toyota RAV4.
So what is the purpose of this EV?
It says here it's a mid-size electric truck. It's entering into production in 2027.
So is it a little bigger than the Maverick?
I'm thinking it's going to be probably... It just says it's roughly like the same size.
Maverick. Size. Oh. Yeah, well, because you can... The Maverick you can get as a hybrid. Mm-hmm. So they're going to make a EV...
Yes, like exactly.
Okay,
yes.
Gotcha.
I don't think it's going underneath the name of a Maverick.
Probably not.
But nevertheless,
it'll probably have a new name, like the F-150. All electric is called a Lightning.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to go underneath that name. I expect good names, Ford. I don't expect a really terrible name like the Mach-E per se.
You don't like the Mach-E?
I like Mustangs, but the name Mach-E afterwards, yeah. It sounds like it should be mocking the Mach-E.
We're going to Mach-E the monkey.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, so Brendan's put it out there, Ford. If you're listening, you need a good name for the new. They don't have a name for it yet.
Not yet. They said that Ford will keep costs down using lithium iron phosphate batteries to save space and weight. The battery pack will form a structural sub-assembly that also serves as the vehicle's floor. The truck will also be fairly quick. Ford is targeting a 0-60 time on par with a Mustang EcoBoost, which tested at 4.5 seconds to 60 miles per hour. So,
well, electric cars move.
Yes, they can.
There is no lag and wind up, such as there is with an ICE vehicle. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they do. I mean, if you've ridden in any of them and stuff like that. The other thing I will give about EVs that's super cool is now that we're talking about them a little bit here. Though, because of the batteries and the weight distribution, the way they have it, they're very stable. So they're not real top-heavy cars because the weight, you know, such as like the Tesla, the bottom of it where the battery is, keeps the car very grounded. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. So
that's what I was kind of worried about because, again, going back to Dave Stahl's review of the Ford Maverick, he drove the hybrid. And he was talking about how the suspension system is the same suspension system as the gas-powered one at the time. This was when Ford first introduced the Ford Maverick. I think it was back in 2024. This review.
Gotcha.
And because it was a hybrid battery, they didn't take to compensation over the fact that the hybrid battery is going to be much, much heavier than a regular battery for a Ford Maverick. So because of that, the suspension system was all wonky in that vehicle there. So.
Well, hybrids have a big battery, just like an EV. Mm-hmm. The EV battery often is a little bigger, but quite the size battery, and they weigh quite a bit.
Right. So I'm hoping that they heard the public market, and they are continuously trying to figure out a way to switch up the suspension system on the hybrids, or for this matter, on this new EV area, don't use the same suspension system you have for a gas-powered vehicle, because again, EVs are a completely different monster when it comes to that sort of situation. So We'll wait and see, because again, 2027 is quite a while, obviously 2 years. It's supposed to be being built in the... my wife is going to make fun of me for pronouncing this city, by the way. I call it Louisville, personally. But
Louisville, Kentucky?
That's what I say, but no, my wife keeps saying, no, it's Louisville or something like that.
It's Louisville. Louisville.
No, but she goes like Louisville. There's no pronunciation.
Is she from Kentucky?
Else. I don't know. But Ford is investing $2 billion, and it's going to secure 2,200 hourly jobs, according to this.
Jobs are good.
Absolutely. They are also saying that the battery itself will be built at the Blue Oval Battery Park in Michigan. So that will be a $3 billion investment in that one. So good in creating jobs, good on Ford to continue to expand their marketplace, especially in, again, a very, very competitive market of EVs for sure. But in terms of the affordability, we'll, again, wait and see on how everything goes, because obviously, with $30,000, you're going to have to make cuts in certain areas. But until then, I don't want to continue to speculate on these kind of situations like I do with Slate Trucks, honestly. I want to wait till the actual product comes out, because a lot of these speculations seem to contradict themselves in a lot of the design processes and stuff like that. So, but I'm very excited to see what Ford does in a couple of years.
It's never the same as they show initially, huh?
Exactly.
Never,
exactly.
Never, yeah. Never, 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 for sure. Well, yeah. So, you know, and actually this week that we're speaking about EVs, I was looking at doing a little research, had a little time, and figuring out what services in that crossover percentage wise, as far as, so if you have an ICE vehicle, all the stuff you got to do to it, and then you have an EV vehicle, service and repair, and about 65 to 70% of the maintenance and things, tires, things like that. And there's things that I was looking at that tires wear out more often on EVs because they're heavier and they wear tires. Same thing with hybrids. They tend to wear out tires more often.
Mm-hmm.
Got to put the right tires on them too, or the battery or gas mileage goes to crap. So there's those percentage. I was just kind of looking at as we go and how things change. But then there's also repairs that you don't see. I mean, so internal combustion engines, all the stuff like spark plugs and that stuff is going to go away, right?
Right.
So that goes away. But on the EV side, things like drive motors and more diagnosis and electronic components and all those things, you're picking up a lot more repairs there on that. I was just looking for the automotive industry, where we're kind of heading in the change this.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, they only project now, looking at, I was also looking at the projection about what percentage of vehicles, you know, 10 to 20 years from now will be EVs. And they say about 26% on the road in the U.S. U.S., I was only worried about the U.S. checking it out, so... so that we're not, just for multiple reasons, any more than that, our infrastructure is not going to be able to handle it.
It's true.
You know, and there's a lot of us that still like gasoline or diesel vehicles or whatever, and there's purpose for them.
Yes.
So as far as that goes. So there may be another technology as we talk, though, that comes along that overtakes that, and those go away.
Yeah, we talked about the hydrogen stuff.
Hydrogen,
for example.
Yeah, or whatever kind of fuel cell vehicle there is out there that they're going to produce. We don't know, right? There's something, I guarantee you, that we don't have yet.
Right, right.
Yep.
I mean, I can't wait for the water-based cars to come out soon. So, you know.
Yep. Yeah. H2O car, huh? That's what you want? You just put your garden hose in it? Well, you know, that's one way. Yeah. Where do you fill up? You just open your gas door and grab your garden hose and shove it in there and fill it up.
Yeah, totally.
That'd be great. If we can get an internal combustion engine that runs on water, that'd be awesome. Not sure how that's going to work out, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but we'll see what comes about. There will be stuff that does come about for sure. I guarantee you. Just like, who would have thought we would end up with a bunch of electric vehicles?
It's true. It's
you know, we talked about
waiting in a parking lot for the most part.
We talked about the EV1 that General Motors made in the 90s or whatever.
I talked to Dave about that.
Did he laugh?
On Sunday. Yeah, he said, "Oh, I remember it. Don't forget about that story."
yeah, exactly. So, yeah. You know, all good.
Yeah.
It's a good stuff and good fun. Yeah, so there will be something else coming, right? There always is, and it's always a direction that we need to take.
Well, yeah,
so,
we weren't always horse and buggy people here, people. So look what you're driving now. You are driving a vehicle, and it is one of the best ways to get around the country here, let me tell you. To work, to restaurants, to anywhere you need to be, vehicles will always be here for you, and they will always be improving every single generation, technology and safety wise. They will always be improving. So
there you go. Yeah. That's for sure. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're going to take our first break here. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on 1170 AM San Diego, The Answer, and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Hey, Brendan, I just noticed something.
And what's that?
There's a big Salem Media Group banner hanging over the window there.
Yeah, you should see. They have
the studio almost done in there?
Yeah, well, I don't think they're going to put the computer in there for sure.
They're not?
It doesn't look like it for sure. But in terms of like doing like, say, like a town hall or a round table discussion, this studio looks amazing to be in. Now, personally, I wish they had the overhead mics like you have over there. Because it's all the microphone I have right here, which is like a simple stand desk.
Microphone.
Yeah. I personally love the overhead mics. You get to be a little bit more...
Well, you can stand up, you can move around, you can do whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. And to me, it looks a lot more professional than this situation, you know. But that's if you're on camera, mind you. So right now we're on the radio, so no one can see us. But if we're like broadcasting on social media or something like that, then I would rather have your microphone, that sort of thing. So.
Gotcha. That way you can move around just a bit.
Yep.
But so what's the plans for that studio?
Everything in here is going to go in. Everything in there is going to go over there. I knocked over the microphone.
So, but they're not going to have a computer or anything?
I guess not. But
That'll be weird.
Yeah, because how are you going to know the latest and what's going on? And plus, I would want the TVs to be set up in here too, at least, because again...
Where are you going to put the call screener?
Exactly. And what about the news, too? We're a news station, for goodness sake.
Yeah. We are. And we're bringing you the automotive news.
It's not Christmas. And yeah, I'm using Christmas lyrics.
Well, yeah, it's very interesting. I used to be able to see out. Now I can't see. All I see is a blanket with a bunch of names on it and Brendan to the right.
Which one would you rather look at?
Well, one of those things for sure. Hey, since we were talking about the EV1 real quick before we get into this, where did I find this? I was looking at, how long did the EV1 battery last? The EV1 was 1991. The car's battery could take you 70 miles at a full charge. Wow. It said, but the EV1 gave rise to a new consumer concern. You know what it was called?
What was that?
Range anxiety. Because you didn't know where the car is going to leave you.
It's true. I mean, 70 miles can definitely get you, to a gas station at least, I guess.
Yeah. Back then on a normal 110 outlet, it took 15 hours to charge the EV1.
See what I mean about technology being amazing these days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, on a 220, if you had a 220 volt Magna charger, you could charge it in 3 hours. But remember, that 3 hours only gave you 70 miles max. But here's the great thing. So the EV1 Selectra Force was introduced in 1991 and priced at $33,995. That was a lot of money back then.
Yeah, it was. Repeat the price again one more time so I can...
$33,995 in 1991. And And it gets better, though. That model had a lead acid battery pack in a range of 50 miles at 45 mile an hour. There was also a nickel metal hybrid version available, which doubled the range. The car cost $88,895 back in 1991.
Okay, so just the first price alone, that's about $80,000 in today's money with inflation. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to look up how much that other one is.
$88,895? Mm-hmm. It's probably about $160,000. Something like that.
Here we go. Yep. In 1991, for that amount of money, you're looking at specifically... $211,000.
Holy smokes.
Oh, my gosh.
That car was definitely not worth that. Not at all. I don't know if they sold a lot of those. I know they had a kind of a lease program. They were trying out the program, so I don't know how many.
Last time I checked, they didn't sell that many units, I think they call them. But it only lasted 3 years anyways, 1996 to 1999. That was it. Let's see. In terms of sales, let's see. Oh, it doesn't say what the sales numbers are. I thought they would have to post it legally, like they would have to say. Oh, the company ended production of EV1 after 1,117 produced.
Yeah, there wasn't very many.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, there wasn't very, very many.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it died. It died.
Yeah.
As we've heard people say, it's no longer about. So it was an ugly car, too, I have to say. They didn't do a very good job designing it, if you take a look at what it looks like.
Yeah, but again, the 90s like aren't known for their really cool designs, I would say.
No, that's when we were trying to save gas. The cars that they... we're producing, we're not, yeah, no. The 90s gave us the Saturn also, the Saturn cars, which was an interesting thing that GM did. All plastic car, so good stuff. We've gone through a lot of different kinds of cars for sure along the way. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about. We're chatting about... the summer heat and the AC, will your AC be operating properly? So, and discussing that. Before we move forward, though, I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up in North County for, coming up on 33 years. Actually, we just passed 33 years. August. Right now, we're there.
Congratulations.
Yep, August 10th. Yep. So, good stuff as far as that goes. West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out there in East County, taking care of folks at 844 North Johnson Avenue, AAA approved for over 13 years now. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right there in Central San Diego, taking care of folks over there for over 8 years now. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road, Eastgate Mall, right in the Golden Triangle over here. AAA proven STAR certified, taking care of folks over there for over 6 years now. And West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved up there in North County Coastal, taking care of folks for over 2 years now. All of us at the West Automotive Group, all five locations, all my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs. Ask one of the service managers at the location or service consultants helping you out. They'll get you taken care of. My people are very good at helping. They do a great job, actually. Take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis or diagnosis for any other concern on your vehicle, drivability, overheating, AC, whatever the concern is, get your vehicle in and get it diagnosed properly. The best money spent on any repair is with a qualified technician at a quality facility because you will save a ton of money. We see all too often parts thrown at cars costing it an excessive amount of money spent that didn't need to be. proper diagnosis eliminates unwanted parts replacement, as I stated. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home, and we have rental vehicles available at rental partners nearby. You can also jump on West Automotive Group and follow us on Facebook, X, or Instagram. We send out little tips and tweets about cars, service and repair, maintenance, etc. Good stuff there, and other things. In the holidays, we send out pie recipes, which that's what Brendan stays tuned to for.
Mm-hmm.
Pie, huh? You like pie, don't you?
Love pie.
I love pie. you can also go to West Automotive Group and click on the Auto Man. We're on the Auto Man for the CW Fox 5. We post all the segments there afterwards, after they aired live on the news. Or you can click on Auto Talk Radio, and all of our shows are podcasted there after they're done live. So through westautomotivegroup.com. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. And the podcasts are also available through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com. And tune in for your listening pleasure on the go, huh, Brendan?
That's right. That does remind me. Who do you think would win in a race, a Mustang or a Picost?
A what?
Who do you think would win in a race, a Mustang or a Picost?
What's a Picost?
About $6. Thank you. Thank you. That's a classic dad joke.
I never heard that.
Classic, yeah. I know there's a guy on the line right now that loves those dad jokes, for sure. If you
want. There is?
Yeah.
Oh, does he have an automotive question?
He does.
Let's see what Bodie's got to say. What's happening, Bodie?
This thing out of trouble.
Oh, really? I find that hard to believe.
Me too.
Well, maybe I'm lucky I don't get caught.
That's what it could be. Very well, very well. Very well. What you got going on today?
You know, there's an old street quote. If you don't want to do the time, don't do the crime.
Do the crime. That's right.
Okay. I'm helping a friend of mine. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, I can hear you. Go.
It's a 2004 Ford. It's either a 210 or something. It's a long bed with two rows of seating.
F-250.
Okay, 250.
Yep.
It's got the long bed. I mean, this thing is like 80 feet long. So he's got money, and he's going to take a road trip for 4, 5, 6 months.
Uh-huh.
He found a smoking deal on a camper that's been sitting in a warehouse for the last 3-4 years. The camper looks brand new.
Gotcha.
So he said to me, he said, I know you know a lot about cars and people. He said, what should I fix on a truck so it doesn't break down on the road? So I thought, well, U-joints, I was thinking on the rear end, new coils and new struts.
Well, if the struts and, or, well, that car's got all shocks all the way around. That F-250 does. It didn't have struts. But if they hadn't been replaced, yeah, that's great. You know, the best thing you can actually do if you want to take a bit is get it in and get it inspected. We go through a multi-point inspection to determine, number one, make sure all the fluids have been serviced and taken care of, you know.
Yeah.
Everything's full. Yeah. There's no leaks. You know, as far as replacing U-joints, they can be checked. The U-joints last a long time if they're taken care of properly. So it just depends, you know. Once again, all the fluids are super important, especially if they've not been serviced in a long time. And then just putting a good eye on everything, you know, fluids, filters, maintenance like that, where the spark plug's done, how many miles ago and how long ago, things like that.
Let's see. Tune up. Yeah, so is there a way to beef up that rear end so when you put this camper on, it'll still stay pretty flat?
Well, depending on how heavy the camper is. I mean, some people put airbags on the rear suspension of those trucks for heavy towing. Those are nice to have. You know, obviously the right hitch setup is super important. Anti-sway bars, things like that, make it really nice where it lifts the weight up off the back of it there and easy to tow and safer.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's you know, he's got money. He wants to have it properly inspected. And yeah, I told him, get everything heavy duty, extra this, extra that. Because when you're on the road, if you break something, it's much more expensive than doing it at home.
Oh, exactly. And that's, I can't stress enough, just getting the vehicle in have somebody qualified look at it really well and just make a determine what needs to be serviced, you know, as far as that goes. Mm-hmm. And if you know, all the fluids and filters and all that, if they haven't been done in a long time, you get them all done, make sure the truck's just ready to roll, and it's less you have to worry about while you're on the road.
Oh, yeah, well, we know that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, so everything else is good. And you gentlemen's world?
Oh, yeah. Staying busy. Crazy car busy, but all good.
That's good.
Yep.
It is good.
Yep.
And the next level is stay healthy.
Stay healthy. That's right. You're right. There's no question about it. It's a good way to be.
I probably told you, I just turned 80. And I still run around like a kid.
Yep. Well, another thing to that is keep moving. If you stop moving, sit on the porch, your days will be limited. Right?
Brilliant. Yes. It's simply brilliant.
It is simply brilliant.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. So, always great to talk to you. You want me to have Brendan leave you on?
Please.
All right. He will do so. Great to talk to you. Have a wonderful, safe weekend.
Same with y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So great stuff as far as that goes. Always, 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 always. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're going to take our last break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We will be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there, no question about it. The only battery that we stock at the West Automotive Group. So if you have an issue with one of your vehicles that needs a battery, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment, get in, we'll get an Interstate installed for you. If you need a battery for any other reason, I mean, they have batteries for everything, visit one of their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar, or in La Mesa at 70th and University Avenue. Interstate Batteries, a battery for every single need. So we're talking a bit about AC, right?
We are,
because you don't like sweating, correct?
Yeah. If I can do something super, super quick just to shout out. Shout out Bodie.
Is it Russie's birthday again?
No. Well, oh. Yes. I do want to shout out that again, obviously. Happy birthday, Russell, if you're listening. But I know Bodie is a huge fan of car shows. We only have two this weekend, just to quickly shout out.
Shout them out.
Today we have from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. over on Faith Chapel Church out in Spring Valley, 9400 Campbell Road. It is the Christian Rods and Custom Car Show. Proceeds will benefit the Restoration Ranch in Ramona. They are a Christian-based drug and alcohol rehab facility for men. So very good cause. Head over there to Spring Valley today from 9 a.m. to 2 for that car show. And then lastly, the San Diego Automotive Museum Cars and Coffee is tomorrow, 7:30 to 9:30. Go ahead and check out the San Diego Automotive Museum. They have some really cool new exhibits. This month, we talked to them about brand new internship programs that they're offering to the high school students who are part of those high school shop academies that San Diego Automotive Museum and, of course, Dave Stahl helped partner to help those people out there. So
nice.
Shout out to all of those people. And again, support the San Diego Automotive Museum because auto history is super, super important. And it's, again, a really cool museum and fun museum to visit in the first place. So go check that out.
Very cool. Very cool.
So let's get back into AC stuff,
yes,
shall we?
Yes.
One question. So ACs work on a charge. Is that correct? Like,
It's a gas. Well, a liquid gas. Mm-hmm. How did that sound?
That sounds
so. Sometimes in the system it's gas. Other times it's liquid. That's how we get the cool air, though, is producing. There's actually an orifice tube
And there's a vacuum involved in the whole process, I'm assuming, right? That's how the air is specifically, it's through a vacuum and... No. Oh, wow.
No, it's pressure.
It's pressure.
Yeah, it's pressure.
There's no vacuum involved in it.
The only vacuuming involved in it is you vacuum down the system to remove all moisture, because when you put a something at 30 inches of vacuum and hold it there, it boils off moisture. So boiling point, look up boiling point inside of a vacuum.
Okay.
It's extremely low.
Mm-hmm.
So, which removes, so we remove all moisture and all ambient regular air, as far as that goes. And then we fill it with Freon. So there's no, as far as that goes.
In a vacuum, it says it's just around 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep. Wow. Removes all moisture, boils it off.
Okay.
So on its own.
When you so when you get like a system with a low charge and the pull from a vacuum goes down, is that usually a leak that means, if that's the case?
Well,
from what it sounds like?
If you
I can reread that question. If
yeah, you're, say yeah. that again.
So, when you get a system with low charge and a pull a vacuum down for an hour and it holds steady, does that mean there's a leak possible?
There's no leaks.
There is no leaks.
Yeah, so that's how we test a system once it's repaired usually, or that we suck it down and put it on a vacuum. Once it gets to a vacuum, then you shut down the vacuum machine, shut the machine off, just the gauges on it, and you watch it. And if it holds a... stays in a vacuum, then there's absolutely no leaks to external leaks to the system.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So it's 100% leak proof, basically.
Well, at that point.
Yes. Okay.
Gotcha. Nothing's 100% because you got to put the Freon in, and what if the little valve you put the Freon in through the little Schrader valve leaks?
It's true.
Then it's not, you know. But it's the way that you test the system afterwards, it's pretty foolproof, because if it holds a vacuum, it'll hold pressures. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
So that's why. So, and we do that to keep on. I did want to talk about real quick. They came out with a program, the Car Care Council did. It's called the Cool Air Rebate Program. This has to do with vehicles with R134 leaks, as far as that goes on the system. So what it does is you can check it out, but it's called the Cool Air Rebate Program. We're participating in this, all five locations. If you have an R134 system that has a leak, it has to have a leak. You can apply, and they'll cover up to 90% of the repairs, up to a $1,500 max, I believe it is. Yeah. So there is an income requirement. Depending on the household family size and the monthly income, as far as that goes. So, you know, but it's pretty, yeah. So, I don't know. There's a monthly at or below, or an annual at or below income, as far as that goes, that you can prove. So, there's a little chart in here. You can go look yourselves. But if you have a car that has R134A Freon in it, and it has an AC leak problem, and you fall within the income requirement, you can apply to this, and you get an approval through an email. And we've done four or five of these repairs so far.
I was going to say, your shop is very, very honest with whether it be your mechanics or just general employees over there, that you'll be willing to obviously talk. Well, I shouldn't say willing, but you are definitely going to be letting the customers know if they have this kind of situation arise, to let them know about the program.
Correct. Yeah. And everybody knows, we don't know clients' income. So, I mean, but we do talk about this program, and then you can go, you can check it out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, yeah, as far as that goes.
The thing I was just going to point out was the fact that your store runs on honesty. That's the number one thing.
That's very important.
Always, always, always. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's what's really important in this kind of industry that you're in. So the fact that you run on that and you're here to make sure the customers come first always in that situation, it speaks levels and volumes to your store and your integrity there. So. We again thank you so much for that, and obviously these great information, and always just helping out people whenever you can. So thank you for that, Brian.
Oh, appreciate that. Yep. Well, that's what we're there for. We help people is what we do. We fix cars doing it.
Yes.
But the goal of the West Automotive Group is to help people. And we help you with your automotive concerns that way and help you reduce the stress as far as that goes.
Absolutely.
So the Cool Air rebate program we're talking about provides financial assistance to eligible Californians to repair leaking air conditioning systems with R134A refrigerant in cars and light-duty trucks. So it has to be an R134A system. Fix your AC, enjoy a cool ride, and improve the air quality in your community. To be eligible for the program, you must live in California and own a car manufactured between 93 and 2019 or have an older vehicle that has been retrofitted with R134 refrigerant. The program income eligibility requirements are based on a 225% of the 2025 federal income poverty level. They have a reference chart here you can look at and do that. So if you're having AC issues and you have one of these systems and you need a little assistance with getting it up and running, it works good. Now, once again, they pay up to 90% and $1,500 max. So, you know, we've seen several vehicles get fixed, you know, with very little out of pocket for consumers. You know, I think like, you know, a couple of these were like $70 it cost a customer, you know, stuff like that. So like I said, 90% up to $1,500 they'll spend on it. But it has to fall in the requirements. It has to be a leak of the refrigerant. It has to be R134. Then you have to also, for requirement, fall into this program as far as that goes. Helpful, right?
Absolutely, yeah, for sure.
It's a good way to go if you need help with it, for sure, without question. So you let me know if you need help with your AC there, Brendan. All
right. I don't think I qualify for that low income, but you probably know what?
I don't know, dude. I looked at this thing. If you look at the chart on here, I mean, so a household of three, you have to be below $5,000 a month or basically $59,962 a year. So I'm sure, I think this helps. I thought it would be a lot lower, mm-hmm. As far as, you know, the annual income, that threshold as far as that. But I don't know. It goes all the way up to, I mean, if you have six people in your house, you can almost be making $100,000 a year and they still help you with this.
Okay.
If you have six. So you have to borrow some of the neighbor's kids.
I was going
to
say, I better get busy with Shelly.
So yeah. Tell Shelly you need to fall in the AC rebate program. Let's get busy and have some more children. So this program will be gone by the time you have enough of them.
Dang it.
I know. Dang it. Anyway, all good stuff though. So that's good. If you are, that's out there. If you're having issues as far as that goes with your AC and you fall in that. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. So we've, like I said, I think we've done five or six vehicles, clients that we've helped with that program that they were eligible and brought their stuff in. So as far as that goes, always trying to do so. It's kind of like basically a consumer assistance program is what it is for AC systems if it's R134. So good stuff.
Nice.
As far as that goes. Yep. Because we want to keep you cool for sure. And that's kind of what we've been talking about, obviously, today in the system. It's great to get your AC system checked. We check temperatures and pressures on it. Put a good eye on the belt. Cabin filters, those things. All of this, EVs have all this too. So all
that's
these.
True. Yep, that's true.
If you want to stay cool, you better have AC.
I think Tesla adds a second step to it. Where they added a pressurization step in the process of checking, there's an extra pressurization step.
I don't know what you have to do.
I have to look this up, but from what I read online, it says that Tesla added an extra pressurization step to the process to make sure that everything is connected. But that may be that may have been limited to non-refrigerant lines. You can always tell when someone has failed to co-connect a brake line somewhere sometimes, they said, according to this. So maybe the lines for the AC and the brake line are too similar in a Tesla car. But then again, Teslas are...
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
I don't know either.
I've seen the AC system on there. That doesn't make any sense to me.
You've seen the AC system on a Tesla?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's normal. Nothing.
There's lots of Teslas out there.
I know, but I didn't realize you...
They're driven different.
Yes.
Yeah, because of we don't have a gasoline engine to drive them, or you know, an internal combustion engine to drive them. The compressor, because you have to have an AC compressor.
Right.
There's just no way around it. So that's the only way, which pumps the refrigerant, which pressurizes it, sends it up to the orifice tube or the valve, and the valve then opens and lets it turn from into a gas, expanding, runs through what's called an evaporator core, blowing air across the evaporator core. When you allow that to expand into a gas through the evaporator core, it creates coolness. Chill, and then you blow air across it, and that's how you get cold air coming out of your dash.
I was wondering, because again, I know how the ICE system works, but I didn't realize how intricate, I would say, is a Tesla system for air conditioning.
Yep.
The more you know, the more you learn.
The more you learn. Stay tuned to Auto Talk Radio. Hey, folks, thanks for joining us. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. It's been a great another Saturday morning with y'all. Glad you tuned in. Tune in next week. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170. We'll catch you next week.
Time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.